Chavetz Chaim, Yomi, day 79. And we had been talking about the when a person is allowed or should be saying Lashon Hara on someone else. If he does an Isser of Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, he stole something from him, right? So Reuven is telling Lashon Hara about Shimon that he stole from Levi, right? Now, Chavetz Chaim is going to talk about what happens if Shimon stole from Reuven, right? Can Reuven go ahead and then tell people, you know what he did to me? So Chavetz Chaim is going to say that that's impossible to be impartial and to judge that correctly. And therefore, a person should not say that kind of Lashon Hara, no matter how much he thinks that he has fulfilled all the details that need to be fulfilled to do it. It should be much more that a person is even more careful. Shaloi lahatir atzmai, a person should not allow himself to tell other people. How he had some kind of a run-in with this and this person, and he stole from him, or he took too much money from him, in this and this way, or he cursed him, he pained him, or he embarrassed him, any of these kind of things. Even though he knows that he himself is not making up anything, he's not saying any kind of lies. Again, there's a caveat on this, which isn't going to be in Sif Yud Gimel. And even if all seven details that we mentioned before that would make it into heter on a normal, you know, third person type of telling over Lashon Hara of Dvarim Shebin Adam L'Chaveroi, right? Now let's go through them again. If he himself saw it, he's not quick to judge. He confronted and rebuked and gave Musa to the person. He's not exaggerating. He has beneficial intent. He finds that there's no alternative other than to do it this way. And he's not creating more damage to the person who did the original act than in this that he's telling over Lashon Hara about it. Now, what the Chavetz Chaim is going to say is that some of these are impossible to quantify and to make sure that you're doing that when you yourself are the subject of the original act, and you're telling over Lashon Hara, you may be actually not judging yourself correctly. You're not impartial enough to make that. So yes, you may have seen it, but who says you're not judging? And who says you're not exaggerating? And who says you have beneficial intent? In fact, the Chavetz Chaim says it's impossible for you to have beneficial intent. So let's go there. It's impossible for you to have beneficial intent. That you're now going to tell the negative thing of this person who did this thing to you. The reason your purpose is that people should look down upon a person who does bad things. And therefore, people will realize that it's not worth it to do averis, because other people will look down upon it, and therefore they want to stay away from that. Or the perpetrator, the person who did it, Shimon, is going to see himself. So say that people are looking down upon him. That he'll maybe do tshuva with that. He's saying, Chavetz Chaim saying that cannot be your intention, because it is you who it was done to. Your intent is obviously to put that person, Shimon, down in front of all the people, that it will become publicized in front of all the people, for embarrassment, to look calling, and a put down. Because of this story or this action, Shinoga, that he somehow or another, he somehow damaged either you with money or your honor. Anything that he sees that that people will hear it, this that he sees that people will hear it easier, and they'll name, and that people will take and look down upon the Shimon, the person who did it, more. He will be Ruvain, the person who's telling this over, will be more happy in his heart. He will be more happy and he will get more of a personal hanoah from it because he, again, he's not able to be impartial and he's going to gain personally. If you want to say, I don't want to use the word revenge here, but it will in somehow or another make it feel like as if that way. Now, I'm going to take one step further. This happens. Not only does it happen and person is feels motivated to tell over to other people what happened when a person did something wrong to him, but even if a person didn't do something good for him and he feels that person should have, right? So, for example, like, let's say he feels that a person should have lent him money and the person turned him down for the loan. For whatever reason, it is there's no way that in telling this over, the person doesn't mean it in an impartial way. And unfortunately, nowadays, the Chafetz Chaim is going to say people do this all the time, and it's wrong. The Kal V'chomer, and for sure, even more than that, if the person, Shimon, did not do anything bad to him, right? He didn't do something nice in one of the kinds of good things that Reuven feels that min hadin Shimon should have done for him, right? Like he should have either given him a loan, or he should have given him tztaka, or he should have given him a place to stay. Again, it wasn't a bad thing, but it wasn't a good thing. So he goes ahead and he tells other people this story, right? I knocked on the door, I asked him if I stay, called him up, and he didn't want to invite me, or he didn't want to let me come to him, right? He tells people because he wants to, people should understand that this is not a nice guy. Oh yeah, you think it's a nice guy, right? So, Lashon Hara Gemura Min Hadin. This is Lashon Hara Gemura Min Hadin. This is Lashon Hara. He's also over other Lavim, Chutz is a Lashon Hara. Aside from this, a Lashon Hara is over other Lavim as well. As we mentioned before, and like I said when I was just talking about this, one of them may be the issue of Nekama taking revenge. And many people, unfortunately, they're over on this. They're nechshel in this avera. As we see openly, so if a person goes to a place and he's expecting that people will take him up for whatever reason, whether it's because he traveled to that city for a certain tzvek, for a certain purpose, and he figures that the people there are going to hear him and take up his cause. When he goes, and they didn't do it, right? And now he goes to the next city. He said, you know, I went to such and such town, city, whatever, and over there they didn't listen to me. They didn't have anything. They didn't want to help me with this. They didn't help him with whatever it is that he needs to get done. So if he says the people that I spoke to over there, the rabbanim, whatever, that is lashon hara also. And even more than that is if he says there was such and such city, don't even bother because that city is terrible. They don't take up your cause when you go there, right? So that's a whole city. If he does it for the whole city, that's for sure a terrible avera. As we say all along, the ishla of lashon hara is even when it's true, or specifically when it's true. As we said before, so that's even if he's speaking on one person. For sure, on a full city of where there's lots of yidden there, that all of them are from, they're dealing the Eibishter, they're doing the mitzvahs. Vaday Yavin Gadolu, for sure, that is a big avera to be doing that kind of lashon hara. Yashikach, and have a great day.